Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful BBS program. And today is Monday, and the date is the 9th of May, May 9th. So let's, what can we do today? I'll see if Annika's out there. Hey Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am here, Ron, yes, and what can we do today? It's a wonderful Monday to be with the Creation Lightship. We have an hour to do some sample clearings and answer some questions. I see something that was probably from Friday, and I don't know if we actually got to cover it, and I can maybe start with that. So if you don't know about the Creation Lightship, maybe Ron can share a little bit about that after I do this question. So basically, what is the difference between the fear body and the emotional body, and how does those two clearings work?
Okay, yeah, the emotional body is what everybody normally has problems with. That's the main thing. The fear body is if you have an overloaded emotional body. Remember, this energy has to go somewhere, so then it goes in overflows into like the fear and the feeling. So I'll do a sample here, so everybody listening can just see how it's like. I'll do an emotional clearing, and then I'll do a feeling body, and then I'll do a fear body. And so these things all normally the emotional one gets rid of most of your stuff. But if you have additional information coming to you, if you feel like you have problems, still dealing with stuff, things are haunting you, then it's a different body that you need to work with to get cleansed out. It's just because you overused the emotional one. Then it goes to something else. And so you definitely have to clear the emotional one first to see where you are with the clearings and healings. And most people, if you're just a regular, ordinary person, whatever that means, typically the emotional body is all that you will need. You won't need to do a fear body, an anger body, a feeling body, trauma body, sensory body, empathic body. So those you don't probably need to do. But if you're very sensitive and you seem to relate more two different things, and those bodies might be a consideration for you. So let's do an emotional clearing. So I need you to think of a situation that you're dealing with, and we'll see what happens. So think of that emotional situation. We'll clear it. And then I'll go to the feeling body next. And you may only feel a few percentage change after doing the emotional when I do the feeling. So here we go. We'll just do a run-through here. Now, if you happen to feel something on each one of these, that means that you have more bodies to clear because they're overloaded. So here we go. Emotional body. Think of one situation. I'm going to clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that one's clear for that one situation that you're dealing with. And now we're going to take the same situation and clear away your feeling body. See if it's leaked over into that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll just continue on here. We'll do the trauma body next here. So see if that affects you at all. May not even affect you. That would be good. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You might take note of which ones you feel. Next we're going to do a sensory body. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we'll do an empathic body. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll go into fear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we'll do anxiety. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So these are the main ones that normally take hold of people. So if you're very fortunate, all you need is the emotional one. But if you felt anything on the other bodies and you felt your body relaxing more, that just is telling you that these other invisible bodies have a problem or a body, and that needs to be cleared also. need is what's needed. Okay? So back to you, Annika.
So if anyone feels all this, a good idea is to go to the creationlightship.com, check out the clearings on there, and do your whole life, because these are samples. And if you feel them, it's a good indication. Even if you don't feel them, you might actually have some sort of intuitive feeling, even, or maybe just feel it in your heart that this would be good for you. Okay, Mike says he felt all of them, and he's still laughing. So good for you.
Oh, Mike. Oh, man, they must have put you through the ringer in this lifetime.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe you get to feel more after a while. I mean, that happened to me, Ron. I don't know if that's typical, but it did happen to me that I wasn't feeling that much in the beginning. And then once I really had more clearings with you, I actually felt things much stronger. So maybe... it's an indication of you actually being a little bit more aware of what is going on in your body, too. I don't know. Could that be anything, Ron?
Yeah, I would assume so. As you get cleared out from one of those and, you know, you're working on the next body. So, it may not be that much of a charge. Remember, you have to look at how much that first clearing did for you. And, you know, if it cleared away 90% of your stuff, that's great. And that's then from there you can see what the other bodies did. It may only be a few percent, but if you felt, you know, them pretty much the same, just kind of see where you are with it and how much it's relieved the pressure from you. So We can do a clearing here for people with maybe problems with your back, maybe. Let's do a clearing... maybe with nerves, back problems. This you do on our calls that we have today. We're having one, a one-hour call for $20. So here we go. Work with your lower back, we'll say, sciatic nerve, if you have a problem there. Maybe pain going down your legs. So let's concentrate there. So one, two, three, four, five, six. I'm yawning. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll just see how people are doing with that. And maybe you could type in on the fast chat if you are dealing with the situation and how much better it's improved here. I'd probably wait about 5 minutes to have your body integrate the energy. And let's get rid of entities. So kind of take a note right now of how your body's doing. And entities can give you the pain too. Here we go, entity clearing, what we did earlier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, a lot of entities there. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so for those people that are new to the show, maybe you can also talk a little bit about how something like entities can cause something like back pain. You know, how what are entities, and that we actually have it up as a whole life clearing. If you go to the website up top, and if you haven't been there already, you can search for a healing, and you can just put in the word entities. You can also go to a list of all the online healings that looks like a book, and click on that. Recommended healings, I think, have the entity one. Yeah, it has the entity clearing. You can go right to it right there and just pay for your whole life being done of entities. And if you are wanting to keep it updated every day, you can also have that as an unlimited clearing, which means you can go back in and redo it for anything new that might want to have jumped onto you. So, yeah, that is unfortunately something we still have to deal with, because we, even though you clear the your life that you've gone through up to now, I mean, we still live life every day here. So, Ron, just letting you explain, because what are entities for those that are new, and why would you want to clear them off?
Okay, so entities are emotional bodies that are hanging out here. Everybody's heard of ghosts, and so this is the emotional bodies of people that are no longer living. And they can also body hop, too, from people who are living, but normally they don't do that. But so these are what you call ghosts. They come into bodies, human bodies, because they resonate to a situation, a life theme, a pain that you're dealing with. They also bring addictions to you. So let's just say that you're an alcoholic. Hopefully nobody listening is. Let's just say that you are, and you're hoping to get rid of that, the addiction of alcohol. Well, it may not even be your body wanting to have the alcohol. Maybe a lot of these energies, emotional bodies, they're actually in spirit form, but they're not the spirit looks out of your eyes. That's a different spirit. So they're lower frequency energy. And so you could be bringing those into you just by having a few drinks, and they could turn you into an alcoholic. Remember, I said they can turn you into one. So it's not really you wanting to have the drink, it's them. So if you have a couple hundred of them in you and they want to have a drink, then you will think that their thoughts are your thoughts. And they go, gee, I think I'll have a drink today. And naturally, the first drink that you have, maybe the first sip, is maybe one entity having that sip. And then another one says, okay, move over, it's time for me. I want to have a sip of this alcohol too, whatever you're drinking. And so maybe after 50 sips, you know, you're not doing too well. Entities enjoyed it wonderfully. And they may even say, well, this person's too drunk to have it. They're giving up drinking right now. And we'll go find someone else. But we do like the body, so we'll come back to this body later on when the person's sober to have another drink. So then, you know, like if you go to a bar scene, then they'll find someone else to have a drink, to drink the drink for them. And that's the way entities work. So, and it also deals with pain. This is why we did entity releasing for pain. So if you all of a sudden have a pain in your body, that's going to naturally attract entities. Very simple. You have a pain, almost guaranteed you will attract entities to you with the similar pain. And it all depends, you know, what that situation is. So let's just say that you happen to have stubbed your toe, and for some reason you're driving by a hospital. Well, right away, all the entities there are going to feel your energy of your stubbed toe. And anybody who's had a toe operation, those entities will come to you. And or like you go to the doctor's office or something, you're going to have all the entities that were in people with their pain and problems are going to be attached to you. And you might wonder why you're not getting well. That's because entities are taking away your life force energy, which is preventing your body to have a healing. So let's work with something here. And the whole lifetime entity clearing is good because we all pick up these things throughout living. So whatever you had happen to you where it was painful, then you're going to be attracting these entities. And if they like you, they'll live with you. And you could have entities that could be with you for your whole age. So whatever age you are, you could be living their life in your body. And your spirit now is attempting to communicate with you, but it can't because the entities are stronger than your spirit. And they will put your body into whatever mode they want to do with it, just like being remote controlled. Entities do that. So the other entities, which we don't call them, but they're aliens with different programs that control us too. That's your natal chart and everything else. But physically down here, it's the entities that give us problems. So back to you, Annika.
So since we're talking about entities, Amy felt them leave from her feet, and she was asking if she could have a little bit more of her spirit back into her feet.
Okay, so here we go, spirit infusion. Remember, once they leave, you want to bring your spirit back into yourself. On this program, you're pretty safe because the energy is very strong, and your spirit will have a chance of coming on its own accord. But here we go, spirit infusion, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Ed was asking about something that is something I think we all unfortunately have to deal with here, which is, he's asking for timelines to be crashed where we're guilty and self-sabotaging. My fast chat just went away. Interesting. Sorry about that, Ed. I was coming back. Okay. Where we're guilty and self-sabotaging or self-limiting. That seems like typical things that actually really is good to do on the self-empowerment healing, which includes all that. And then, of course, timelines would deal with things like that too, right?
Yeah, as long as it's an emotional issue, that would work. So, I would think most people probably have to do at least a couple hundred timelines on that because this is what we live with all the time, are all these things to disempower us. But we'll do one here. In fact, I would say if you're going to be doing that clearing, I would shoot for 200 of them per issue. So here we go, and I might even go into other issues too, but the main one we'll do is disempowerment. So here we go. First timeline, I'll crash five timelines. One, two, these are going to crash real quick because they're used a lot by, the aliens for everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Timeline number two for disempowerment. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And number three. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Number four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And five. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, yeah, if you do timeline crashing, you can put up four screens up at one time and just start crashing these issues here and do the same issue till you're completed with it. And I would say, for most people, you probably, that's these issues are very deep, and that's how they get you. So you want to, probably do a couple hundred timeline crashes, which is a lot, but that's what we deal with here, are those major issues. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been starting this little file with all the different things I want to crash on timelines. Like, whenever I see this, I write it down, like self-sabotage and disempowerment, self-limiting beliefs and that sort of thing. And I can go on forever, but it does make it better when I do them. But these ones I actually haven't done, so I'm writing them down. So thanks for the idea there, Ed. Empathy, Mike is asking, is that something that we can crash on timelines?
Well, we can try it here and see what happens. Normally, it's I would imagine so, because that would be, in a sense, an emotional issue. Attempting to, in a sense, feel sorry for people, being an empath, they're connecting to their energies. So here we go. Do five timeline crashes for that. One, just see how it affects you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, a little rough there, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 5 timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so there we go, everybody.
So
see
again,
how that feels for you.
Yeah, the timelines again, you know, go to the website and look up that clearing. It's incredibly important for all of us to do as much as we can, and we're actually helping other people too. So I can't recommend that one any more than I already do. And thank you all that are doing that. So we're helping each other. Okay, let's see here. Ren was saying that she just did the past lives parallel Earth clearing a couple of days ago, and she feels less anxiety and able to think more clearly. So thank you for that comment, Ren. And Sharon said, what about muscles that twitched and popped out of back? Was that entities? I guess, Sharon, you're probably mentioning from maybe even the sample that Ron did here. So, yes, I would say so, right, Ron?
Yeah, I would say so. So we can do that again here.
Okay.
So we'll do another clearing for back muscles here. Maybe sciatic nerve, waist problems, you know, with muscles. Here we go. Stronger. Bringing some energy here. Bringing the light beam up, if you like, on your lights on your monitor screen. And it'll change right now as I'm doing this here. So back muscle, getting the tension released. Stronger. Might feel things pop out of you, too. Stronger, and stronger. There we go. So, remember, during these timeline crashings and things, you might feel your body changing because it is working, and the timelines don't always, you won't always have the effect instantly after doing a timeline crash. The ones that we just got through doing are pretty quick because everybody has issues there. But if you have another issue, they could take maybe an hour and a half to crash. If you do the timeline crash and you think nothing's happening after you did it, then just know that in an hour and a half, you'll probably maybe sense a change. And that's the way they work. So sometimes the timelines are longer than others. They're out further in energy. And we're dealing with darkness energies at the end of the timeline that created the timeline that you're abducted onto. So then kind of neat, when you sense the change, nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. That's what's happening. You're getting off of the timelines. That's the song, part of the words in Van Halen, Love Walks In. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, since we're talking about timelines, I'm just going to take Marie R.'s question here. Excuse me. She's asking, does every X line have to be space crash? Each space crash takes about 45 minutes, so she's wondering if every timeline that you've actually crashed, there's two different clearings for you who haven't heard this before. There's the timeline crash and there's the space crash clearings. And space crashing will bring back whatever has been out there, parts of yourself, to your body. So do we need to do all of them for each timeline crashed?
No. If you do, let's say you did the 200, you know, for disempowerment, you don't have to do 200 of those because you're just out there with that issue. Maybe a couple or so would probably be fine, I would think. You know, I would say no more than 10 because you're going to be found out there. In fact, we'll bring everybody back here. So let's do that. Remember, on your space-time from a timeline crash, dealing with time, you're normally brought back here, and then you get integrated back into your body, and you have a healing before that happens. Now, if you don't come back here, and you're out there in the beyond or someplace, then you have the problem of being abducted sometime, because you don't, you're not here. So when you do the space-time crash, that will bring you back here. But when you do come back, your physical body that's out there, maybe it's a clone part of you, or they did something, and you're actually out there, a piece of you that they recreated from your DNA, and now it's you, like they took a hair follicle and made you, and you're not necessarily a clone because you're still living, okay? It'll just be a replica of you, an identical copy of you. So when that comes back to you here, it's going to have every trauma that you went through during your alien abduction. And normally those are not pleasant. That's inside of your cellular memory. And then from there, it'll be healed, but you may go through a rock and roll effect on it. And that's what the space-time one does. It's best to be back here. You might say, gee, I don't want to experience these negative things, but you don't want part of you to be out there. I have dealt with people where they are out there in the space-time someplace, and they're not back here, but the aliens find you, and they start torturing you, and then you wonder why you're having problems down here, because you're resonating to your other body. So let's do a space-time crash for disempowerment, and let's do it, I don't know, age of 15, and we'll do 15 one month. Okay, here we go. So this is your age of 15 and 1 month. In fact, I'll just do 15. We'll do January. Make it simple. Here we go, everybody. Or here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so if you do feel stuff happening to you, a little bit of uneasiness, it's because you were out there in the beyondo and not here. So it's good to be back here. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's interesting how in disempowerment, how we felt that probably then, you know, 15 years old in January. I certainly felt that. So very interesting. And I wanted to also bring up Jay's question. Jay just did the emotional clearing. And that's usually the clearing that is recommended first to start off with. So Jay says, did the emotional body clearing, how does that work without Ron's voice, just through the picture and countdown? Maybe you can talk about that, Ron, how it works through the...
Yeah, okay, Alana, I am counting down the numbers if you are able to hear my voice. If not, the numbers will do it automatically, too. So once the light beam comes up, the energy from me is in the light beam, and you're having the healing done. So that's the way it works. And it's all instantaneous energies working with you. The light ship actually finds you, pulls up your complete body genetic history of this lifetime, and probably the past too, but they're only working on this lifetime. And wherever you had a problem emotionally, that's in judgment. They release it from you instantly. This is why we use the chakras to go through. So I'm only using the chakras because I had to figure out some way for all of us simple-minded people to figure out what's kind of happening. But the chakras are just, you know, as they get counted down from 6 to 1, the chakras are like so minuscule as far as what is being done to you. The people wouldn't understand if I put anything more technical in there. So the chakras are a good way to interface the healing to you. And it does clean the chakras, but that's just like, you know, hardly anything that's really happening to you, because they're taking away the stuff out of your genetic cellular memory of this lifetime that's dealing with trauma, getting rid of the charge on it. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, taking away his people's sins. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so some people really see things and feel things and others do not, and it doesn't really matter. You will get the clearing anyway, and I just see some great comments here from Shane that I want to share, and you can just kind of hear this description that Shane sees, and it's pink and white energy following spidery out timeline that is really neat and freezes it too, I guess. Very quiet now on those former timelines. Thanks. What does all the symbols and codes in a timeline do? And Shane says he sees a lot of them coming out of body, connecting me to timelines. Wow. Thank you so much. And I actually heard a beep. I don't know if that's Shane, but maybe we should.
Hi, Ron. It's Ed.
Hello.
Hello, it's Ed.
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. I had an experience last night after being inventive a little bit. I just thought I'd share it with everyone as something that worked very positively for me. I took some major things that you've been teaching, but you say them so often you just kind of toss them out there like they're throwaways. But what I've been putting together is three statements you made. The first one is that everything that's wrong basically starts with stored judgments. Because judgments are like the root of all evil, so to speak.
That's good, Ed.
The second thing you say is that emotions, specifically blocked or stored emotions, are what eventually kills us. So I would think that would be an important point.
Yeah, very important, and, yeah. Especially if you want to live longer.
And then the third one is, what was it? It's... Okay, judgments, emotions, and cellular memories, which I've heard you even mention tonight. You said that the cellular memories is really important because that's what stores all this stuff. So I put the three things together, and I'm drawing a conclusion that the judgments cause thoughts that then feed into emotions, and the emotions are what actually cause energy to transmit physically into our cellular memories. So they're all really related, but they're three separate things that you always talk about. And I was doing my inner work last night, and I was saying, because I'd had I'll just back up a little bit here, I had a talk with my spirit over the weekend, and my spirit said, and I said, why can't I heal these two chronic things I have going on? Rod's tried, I've tried, the ship's tried. It doesn't heal. What's going on? And Spirit says, you keep creating it. And I said, why would I keep creating this? Why would I do this to myself? I hate it. I don't like it. It's in the way of everything. Why would I keep doing it? It says, you were programmed to feel guilty, and then the guilt, because of the guilt, you are self-limiting, self-controlling via this method of this is how you're trying to somehow pay back the guilt. So then I was left with, okay, if I'm the one who's creating this, and nothing else seems to be helping, I have to figure out a way for me to uncreate what I created in the first place, even if I was tricked or programmed or fraud, whatever, forced to, doesn't matter. I'm the one perpetuating it still. How do I break that tie? How do I seize that power? How do I take over? And I thought about it, and I was laying there, and I thought about it, and I says, well, you know, what if I just release all judgment and release all stored emotion, and release all cellular memories. Because you said we didn't need any of those, and we don't need DNA either. We could just get rid of all of it, and we'd be so much better off. So then I started saying, okay, now what's Rod taught us to do when we do these self-clearings? I now release all judgments. I now release all blocked emotion. I now release all cellular memories. And I kept saying it over and over and over, those three things, one after the other. And I got into all these different inner states, and twice during this process, just by my whole being, just for a second, filled with light, just pure white light, then it went away. I couldn't hold it much longer, so to speak. But then it came back again. So I knew I was on the right track. And after doing it, I noticed that my mind would no longer let me do it anymore. I could remember the words. I could remember the sequence. I could remember judgments, emotions. I could remember these things. So my mind was fighting me, apparently, I'm guessing, fighting me for its existence with me telling all the stuff that helps it be powerful to just be released and go away. So because I had those experiences, am I on the right track, do you think?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. It's a way to cut to the chase pretty quick and then, you know, reevaluate. Yeah. It sounds like the mind didn't want to release the energy. Remember, the mind is the problem. The thoughts are the problem. So it was probably getting too close to home, and you were getting rid of the energy of the mind, and it was losing control. So you may have had programmed into your DNA, which everybody could have also, a fail-safe for the dark side. So when you start getting too close to something, then they let the implants go off, and from there, you know, that the mind may shut down so you don't remember what you're doing, and that's very possible.
That's exactly what it felt like, too. Like I had gone into, don't go into there. We're going to do everything to stop you from going into there.
Yeah, that's what I would say. What you might do is the mind a heart drop during that process to get back recentered again, and that way you can bring your spirit more with you and then, you know, hit it over again. Because the spirit, once it gets more into your body, whatever percentage you have, as you get a little more into you, then you have a little more power to deal with this stuff. And I would say maybe, you know, do the mind a heart drop during the process. What I do have people do sometimes is I call it a negative affirmation. It really isn't that, but some people, when I tell it to them, they want to run away really quickly. What you do is you have to love the situation out of your life. So let's just say that you're dealing with cancer. So you first do the affirmation is, I love my cancer. So for most people, when you tell them that, they're going to want to throw up or say, forget you, you know, because they don't love their cancer. They're afraid of it, and they don't like it. And so it's the opposite of what they even want to do. But you have to love it out of your life to come into oneness with it. So then you would say, I love my cancer. And the next thing is, what emotion is that doing to you? And I love the way it's going to kill me. I love losing my children because I'll be dying. I love the pain that it's giving me, all these different situations. I love my dog losing its master, you know, whatever works with you. And the second part is the most beneficial part to clear out, because that's the emotions attached to the problem. And really, there's no problem with cancer, because cancer is perfect, total, and complete. You know, if you go to the doctor and, you know, if you do have cancer, you know, the first thing they're going to say is, oh, you have cancer. And you say, well, do I have a really wonderful, greatly created cancer, or do I have one that's, you know, not so good? He goes, oh, you probably just have cancer. Okay. They don't tell you that you have a really good one or bad one. They may tell you the stage that you're in and the particular name of the cancer, but they're not going to qualify that cancer, okay, as far as being, oh, this is an ugly cancer, oh, this is a beautiful cancer. So what you want to do then is get into the emotions of the cancer. How are you feeling about having it? You know, what's going to happen to you? You know, naturally, and down the road, you may die of the cancer, okay, unless you heal this process, okay? So you have to come into oneness with it. Most people are going to run out the back door when they hear about it and close themselves down, which closes the energy down. So you have to come into oneness with the process of the cancer. So what you want to do, if you wish to do this with any kind of issue, you want to say it out loud. Typically, maybe for most people, I'd say the first 100 times, it's really going to be in the mental body. You're not going to really catch on to it. I love my cancer, and I love that it's going to kill me in 1 year, okay? You can be saying that and go, yeah, this is a bunch of BS. I don't understand this here. Well, eventually, being killed in 1 year is going to finally get your emotions, okay? And then you keep saying it, and you're going to start crying, feeling sorry for yourself, feeling bad, which is what the normal reaction is to having something. and you keep saying it and saying it and saying it, and you may want to have a friend with you so that they can help you out in case you can't hit bottom. You have to go down to rock bottom, where you're actually going to feel, in a sense, powerless. But once you hit rock bottom, then, as you said, after that, you're going to have all this energy surging into you because you came into oneness with it, and you're going to realize how can these letters that make up the word cancer have all this power over me. And so once you finally hit rock bottom and you start seeing it more and more, that the tears that you had and your body probably shaking, now you're going to be just crying with probably tears of joy as you come to the top because you have more energy in you. And you're going to say, oh, I got cancer, no big deal. It's going to be gone in a week. And that's, or a month, or whatever you choose to decide to have it do, you know, because it's not going to consume you. You have to get out of the process of being consumed by something and feeling the negative emotion on it, because you have to get rid of that emotion for that illness. So if anybody's listening out there and they know somebody who has cancer or something that's a problem with their body, you need to get the life force energy into it. And this is one quick and fast way to do it. Most people, like I said, may think that you're crazy and don't even want to come to that that affirmation, because they're going to say, you know, I've heard about positive affirmations, and this is not a positive one. This is a negative affirmation. Well, you already got it, so you're already dealing with this. You're not going to bring it more onto you. You're not going to recreate it in your life. You already have it. You're just coming into the point of taking the energy, and you're taking the energy and filling it full of love, because you have to love it out of your life. And when you do that, all of a sudden, you're going to feel this weight lifted off of you. And then you have to command, good thing I'm saying this here, you have to command your body now to kill the cancer after you go through the process. Now, that process, maybe the fact of dying in a year is only one thing. Maybe now you're afraid of losing your husband or your wife or your children. That's another process you have to go through. Maybe it's the fact that, you know, your poor cat that's 5 years old with you, you know, is going to have another, you know, owner. You have to deal with that issue, too. That's another emotional issue. So you could have 10 to 20 emotional issues tied up with this here. But do each one of those as it comes up. And then you're going to be free of what you have. And then you can say, okay, now I command my body. And you may want to do some clearings on the website to get, you know, especially your alien death barcode. You know, I do that one probably first. And then you want to command, you know, this energy, you know, and your spirit to kill this cancer, because you created something. Once you have something, it's your choice to undo it, like you were saying, Ed. So what you do then at that point is you now command it to die. You're quite wonderful. You're a beautiful specimen of cancer, but I don't want you any longer. I created you. Now I'm going to uncreate you. So I'm going to command this energy to die, take away the life force energy of the cancer that's going to the cancer, and now you're empowered. So thank you, Ed. You brought up a really good subject there.
Okay. How about, like you said, cut to the chase. Could this method also be used to say, I love judgment, I love stored emotions, I love negative cellular memories?
Yeah, but there's so many of them, it'd be really hard to go off on tangents on it, because it's so general.
Thank you.
It's just too general. If we only had one a judgment of something, you know, like it's cold outside today, you could probably do it for that, but there's so much that we have stored inside of us, it'd probably be literally impossible to do.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Ed. Thank you for having me go off on a little tangent there.
That was good.
Okay. Remember, you have to love it out of your life. Remember, nothing feels the same, or what's that, the words, when you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in or something. That's the love. You have to love it out of your life. Get your spirit energy with you. And it's actually really peace coming to you. I normally use the word love because love sometimes will fit better than peace. But truly, you know, source energy is peace, where love is in duality. But anyway, back to you, Hanukkah.
Okay, yeah, it was really interesting listening to Ed there, and I just had a little bit of a comment there. I don't know if it makes any sense at all, but Ed, you were mentioning that you lost the sequence and you couldn't remember it anymore and that sort of thing. And I just feel like possibly you were in your heart and less in your mind, and you couldn't really remember it, therefore. So that's kind of interesting. I just found that nice sharing. So thank you so much. And other sharings here, I just saw from the timelines you did before, maybe it was the space crash you did with disempowerment for 15 years old. A lot of people were feeling different things you were doing. Lana said, feel head pressure and wavy sensation from crash. John said, head feels like getting free from magnetic pull within it. What is that? Any comments, Ron?
Just stuff happening. I don't have any real thing to say on that, just that things are happening. It is interesting that the timelines that we deal with, these are all abduction timelines. So it's like John was wondering if you can love a timeline out of your life. No, you can't, because you didn't create the timeline, okay? There's only things that you're dealing with yourself in your body, and also your spirit, but you did not create the timeline, so you can't love it out of your life because it's somebody else's creation. This is why we have to go out to the aliens that are abducting you against your free will and get rid of the timelines that they're putting you onto. Remember, you could say that you love timelines if you had no judgments, okay? And then they probably wouldn't want you because, you know, they could not use you because you have no emotions. Remember, the emotions are what the problem is. And so at that point, you could probably, if you had no emotions at all in your body, and now that you're dealing with, then they probably would not want you, so then it would be love energy. You'd have no judgment on it because they're not doing anything to you, but that's not the case here. Everybody gets abducted onto the timelines. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so... Yeah, that loving...
But cancer situation could be on timelines. See,
yeah.
You could have a cancer. You could go to the doctor and diagnose you with cancer. And all of a sudden, you know, you could be out there living with this simple cancer, we'll say, just getting started, right? A lump. And you could be out there on 500 timelines with this same lump. And so working with it here, you know, with yourself, trying to get rid of it, may not do anything until you get rid of the timelines of cancer, because it's being resonating with you from those timelines.
And
so that's another way of looking at it.
Yeah, and couldn't it also be that if you actually remove the timelines you have that are linked to emotional issues, maybe the cancer could possibly go away?
Yeah, that's correct, too. Both, yeah. Emotional issue, if you can figure out what it is, you know, on that timeline, you know, why you have it, your situation, what emotions attached to it, then you're much better off. And remember, once you have something, they're going to take advantage of it because they live off that emotion. So if the cancer makes you feel depressed, maybe makes you feel angry, maybe puts you into the fear mode, anxiety, all these, you know, you could write down what you're dealing with on it. All of those are how they're going to be abducting you. And then they'll have the cancer up there with you and replicates you, maybe puts you onto 500 timelines. And so when you just clear one of them, remember, you're only living on one here. So just by clearing this one timeline, may not do diddly if you're on 499 other ones. So food for thought, everybody. You want to clear out those timelines for a condition and also clear away the emotional problem that you feel your condition is bringing you.
Okay. Just why I have a moment here, I can mention also about the monthly four-hour essential preparation call is coming up again, May 14th, that's on Saturday, and the eight-hour healing intensive conference calls are coming up again also, May 15th, 22nd, and 29th, and that is 8 hours each time you go on a Sunday, you will be able to be on in person listening to the call, or if you're working or doing something else, you can always be be on absentee. So Shia was asking, more white pink energy light infusion, please. Can we do that, Ron?
Yeah, so we're bringing some white light and pink energy at the same time here. So sit back and relax. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that should bring in that energy, everybody.
Okay. So that feels really good.
So we have a guest on coming, another sponsor, as Larry's coming on. So we'll have some question and answers from Larry here, and we'll see how the Lightship can facilitate that questioning. He'll be on this coming Wednesday, which will be in 2 days here. So we'll see how that is, and Larry has some very interesting things to talk about, I'm sure, like he always does. So we'll see how those fall in with how we can bring the Lightship energies to his different questions. So here we go. What else can we do here, Annika?
Okay, so if you're interested in sponsoring, there's a few things that you can go through with that, and it's very important to help Ron to continue the radio show, and it's wonderful to come on as a sponsor. And really, it is to help this show go on, as we don't pay for it, but Ron does. So if you go to the website, I think all the way down, you can look up how to sponsor a show. It should say it down there. I don't see it right now, and actually my fast chat went away too. But you can choose to be on with a couple of questions and send them to Ron before you come on as a sponsor so that Ron can know what the question is going to be. And it's
so we can do a clearing here. We have a couple minutes left here.
Okay.
Let's do an odd harmonic clearing. So we got the fifth month, which is odd, and the day is 9. That's odd, too. And 11, we'll just say, we'll forget about the 2011. We'll just do 11, which is an odd number also. So here we go, everybody. This would be like the natal chart clearing. Odd harmonics is what we would call this one here. So in a clear way, the odd harmonics, and the aliens come in with odd harmonics. That's how they harm you. So let's, one of the ways anyway. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release the odd harmonics for this particular day that you're involved with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So if you have a clearing that you that's not listed. Remember, we only have them listed because people have wanted all these clearings. Like I said, I only wanted to do a handful of them, or less than a handful. So if you do have something that you say, man, I need this special clearing, we do have a special clearing on the website where you can input your specific healing and go through that, just like it would be a whole lifetime clearing. So that's on there. So, you know, you want to work with some type of emotional situation. So I guess our show is coming to an end here. So everybody, I'll bring in some peace energy for you. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Annika. So thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you so much, and thank you everyone for being on here, and welcome you to Wednesday's show. Friday it's on again, and Saturday night live on the Lightship.
And we will have the Q&A this coming Friday.
Okay, great.
And Station 2 is Friday. So blessings, everybody. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.